Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here. Welcome to Connection Point. And today, talking about bring your own device. It's not only a trend that affects IT departments and enterprise-sized companies. It's spreading across all industries and all organizations. Today, in this Connect with Experts Connection Point podcast, pleased to have Mike Bannock on board, VP of Global Marketing for HP Networking. With more than 25 years experience in the networking industry, Mike does understand how technology can solve business problems. He is here to talk about solutions that can help your organization not only respond to the challenges of BYOD, but also take advantage of the opportunities that it presents. And Mike, appreciate you taking time and joining us all today.
Thank you.
You and I, all of our listeners, we've all heard a lot about BYOD over the last couple years here. I want to set the stage with you for this conversation right now. Your definition of BYOD, bring your own device, as it stands today.
Well, it's kind of interesting because it's one of the first acronyms I think the industry's got that is really self-descriptive. The whole notion of with wireless LANs a few years ago, people created guest access, and with the new generation of the workforce that's coming in today, you know, they've got direct experience with technology. They've actually been self-service people for quite some number of years, and you know they don't want to be handed a corporate device. They actually want to bring in the thing that they're familiar with, and so new employees want to bring their own device and choose what they want to. And you know, now the enterprise business is very different. We have inside the workforce, we have our business partners, we have customers that actually, you know, actively use applications that make business processes easier. And so all of these different things, whether it's a new employee with their own device, whether it's a business partner or part of the supply chain or a customer, devices that are on the network needing access to business applications, not just guest access to things like internet connectivity, but real applications for a business process, that's really what bring your own device is all about, making that really simple and making it fast and easy to use. So you, when you do use it as a tool, it allows you to be compliant, and IT has visibility and also some level of security and control over those devices.
Well, I think you mentioned a great word there, tool, right? We are using these as tools to get business done. It's not just a nice to have because I can surf on the internet while I wait for that meeting. No, we're actually doing work here. Again, whether you said if we're a consultant, a partner coming in, we're at some other location, we're being productive there. I mentioned in our open, right, challenges for a lot of organizations with BYOD. Since we have a little bit of a leaning towards network infrastructure these days, I want to focus this question, what you're seeing as some of those most common challenges with BYOD with network infrastructure in mind?
The first one is the fact that networks have actually grown in different ways. We've been building a physical wired infrastructure through kind of a common practice over several years. And then, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when wireless LAN started to become much more commonplace, they got built as an overlay. So as a result, we actually, in most cases, have two separate networks. Now, somebody who brings their own device, it could be a brand new hire who brings in their MacBook Pro, and they want to connect to the wired network. Somebody comes in with an iPad, they connect to the wireless network. They're ostensibly connected to two different networks, managed by, oftentimes, two different sets of management tools. And there's often two different sets of security policies. In a lot of cases, the wireless network has much tighter security controls on it than the wired does. Oftentimes, you plug your device you bring in to a wired port, and it's just open. You can actually go to google.com or any public website, but if you try to get on the wireless network, you end up hitting a gateway where you have to at least register, or you get, you know, no connectivity at all. So unless you go through a proper security practice. So the wireless network and the wired are separate. They have different methods of management. They have different methods of security. Those needs to be one because, you know, these devices that people bring in are going to be sometimes connected to wired, sometimes connected wirelessly. And you want to be able to apply some type of business policy to that device that dictates what do they have access to, where can they be connected, and I want to follow them where they go because in case they do something that doesn't comply with policy, that I can remediate that. In case maybe their device is corrupted with malware, I've got to go out and fix that. and I have to be able to isolate it in the event that that happens. So that's the biggest challenge that we see people facing, and it's one that they don't know is there until they start to embark on a BYOD journey.
With that being said, though, then that challenge there, let's talk and shift gears a little bit here, Mike, and talk about what HP is doing, how HP is approaching this BYOD. And I'm going to change it from challenge to the opportunity for organizations. What advantages HP brings to the table for folks in terms of solutions?
Yeah, we announced really three things recently that take the solutions we've had for BYOD to a brand new level. The first is software that we have that runs on our Intelligent Management Center. And this provides a self-registration portal for these devices people want to bring. Now, a lot of times people will just sneak these things in because the method of actually properly bringing them onto a network is really complex. And so it's kind of frustrating. Somebody wants internet access now, or they need connectivity to email now, and they find out, well, it's going to take me several minutes to hours. And they just skip it. They're like, oh, I know how to do this and sneak it in. So this new self-registration portal allows me to bring my own device and point it to that portal and within 60 seconds be connected. And IT now has visibility into this device. We've actually shown demos of this where somebody, brings their iPhone 5 or their Droid device, and we get them on the network in 60 seconds or less. And then we show them Intelligent Management Center and how we actually know their user account is connected. We know exactly what their device is. We know the software version it's running. And now, wherever they go, wired or wirelessly, we can follow them and we can apply the proper policy. Now, that's the first thing that we announced. The second is a set of products that actually unify wire and wireless. So we've announced a new access switch that is both an access switch and also a wireless LAN controller. The controller function still exists. It's just been dissolved into the wireless switch. Now, the reason why this is valuable is people have been buying these add-on pieces of hardware for the wireless network, which is the controller. And the thing they always are going to need is the access switch. They got to plug the access points for wireless connectivity into something. And that something's the access switch, providing power over Ethernet, providing the connectivity back into the rest of the network. Well, if you don't have to buy this extra device, the controller, if it's been dissolved into the switch, it saves on footprint, it's one thing to manage, it's one control plane, and it also solves that problem of when I'm connected, either wired or wirelessly, now I'm going to be managed through one one set of tools. I can apply one security policy. I can locate the devices in a consistent manner wherever they are. And we've also introduced a new module that goes into chassis that integrates with the software stack running on the chassis so that it becomes an entire wired wireless switch. So you can have access points either directly connected to it or connected through intermediate switches. But all the services you need for a unified wired wireless network are delivered when you insert this in. And it's not a power-sucking alien. It actually integrates with the software on the stack of that switch. And so you're not tromboning traffic through it. You're actually, the whole software on that switch is delivering those unified wired wireless services. And then the last thing we've done is we've really integrated the security that you typically be using in the wired environment into the wireless services that we're delivering. And we've also added in the functionality of one of our newest software-defined network applications, the Sentinel Security app, to provide automation of protecting against threats, botnet threats, and malware threats in this unified wired wireless environment. And that's pretty vital because when somebody brings their device in, you don't know where it's been. You don't know what they've used it for. And they could be dragging in a threat that isn't detected on the day that they first connect to the network. It's detected when they use an application that the botnet may have put in place on their device.
Let's do this, Mike. I want to take a couple minutes. We could probably take 40 minutes to talk security, but we got to limit it to a minute or two here. I'm aware of a recent SAN Mobility, kind of BYOD security survey. They were out there talking about 500 IT pros, and it was looking at what are their top priorities, right, in terms of looking at a BYOD security solution. They were looking at things like centralized functionality, logging, monitoring, and reporting, and then ease of deployment. I want to hear from you what HP is doing in terms of leading the way security solutions that address those priorities that these IT pros have regarding security.
Well, one of the first things we did with this announcement and these new pieces of software was we integrated the tipping point intrusion detection services we have with the wireless LAN intrusion detection services. So they're actually one set of services. Where typically those were bought separately, managed separately, and you actually didn't always have full integration just in terms of the policies that were put in place. This actually unifies all of that. And then we've done something that's really advanced with Sentinel. And I'll just describe really quickly in four steps how this works. So, you know, the thing that happens every day is, you know, we all get blasted with email. And there's, you know, on these personal devices that we bring in, you know, I use my iPad here at work, and I've got a brand new ElitePad 900 that I'm actually shifting over to. And I use both for personal and for work. And so I've got my personal email accounts on there. And, you know, I get a mail message from a friend. Maybe his PC's been affected by malware and has caused his email account to send a message to everybody in his address book. And now I'm getting this message from Joe. I've known Joe for 20 years. I trust Joe. You know, I don't think much of it because it doesn't look like a bad URL, but it is. And, you know, if I click on it, you know, I'm now going to impact my own personal device, and I'm going to expose business applications to this malware. Now, what Sentinel does is it runs on an SDN controller in a network, and that SDN controller allows the Sentinel application to program all the network access devices to redirect domain name service requests. Now, people might ask, you know, like, I don't talk about domain name service every day. What does that mean? Why do I care about that? Well, when I got that email from Joe with that innocuous web link, well, you know, when I'm going to click on it, the first time I ever go to it, my device goes to it, it has to do a domain name service lookup. And so that request is then intercepted by whatever access device I'm connected to, an access point, or maybe if it's a laptop I brought in, it's a wired switch. That gets redirected to Sentinel, and what it does is it compares to the Reputation Digital Vaccine database that Tipping Point maintains, and it's the richest one in the industry in terms of day one threats that are botnet threats or malware threats. If it's a match, what I'm going to see as a user is network unreachable. If it's an okay site, if it's not on the list, it's just going to go through. I'll never know that any parsing was ever done of that DNS request. And, you know, so now it happened to be a nefarious website, and I get network unreachable. And it's like, okay, I give up. I'm going on to the next message, and I don't think anything of it. Well, what Sentinel's done is it communicates that to ArcSight, which people are using as their security event manager. And because I properly went to the registration portal to get my device on the network, IT knows about it. IT can follow me around. So when that gets logged in ArcSight, somebody is alerted to it, and they need to remediate. So they know where I am. They can come find me. And, you know, they can take the proper action. It can actually be documented in ArcSight. And so if you happen to be in the healthcare business, you actually have a compliance report you can produce now. So if somebody says, well, you know, how many threats have you experienced in the last 30 days? You can get a printout of them, and you can find out exactly what was done to remediate that. So it's a very closed-loop solution that takes advantage of unified wired wireless infrastructure, BYOD self-registration portal, Tipping Point intelligence around what are the threats in the network in the Reputation Digital Vaccine database, and ArcSight security event management. And, you know, so perfectly tied together closed-loop solution that really solves an everyday problem that every business faces.
Absolutely. And to the end user, again, you're saying invisible virtually, unless there's an issue that needs to be remediated once IT has got their hands on it, been alerted, and then they'll go and they'll help things out. So a proactive approach there. So this individual's machine isn't propagating, malware, left and right for months on end without being known. This is something that we can track down immediately. So cool insights there. Last question for you, Mike, and we'll do it real quickly. This is kind of looking into your crystal ball here. We know that BYOD, it's not just impacting the enterprise companies anymore. Small, medium-sized businesses, markets all across, healthcare, financial services, tech. What are you seeing as some of the fastest adoption rates right now for BYOD? What industries do you expect to see some of the big growth in, let's say, the next 6-12 months?
So we see a lot of this in, BYOD kind of started classically in education. Education is like, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's a complete BYOD environment. Because no university gives students laptops or mobile devices. And, you know, so we're seeing, you know, the places where a lot of hiring is done of younger people. You know, there's a lot of applications for BYOD in healthcare, in a lot of research environments, where you want to accommodate the best and the brightest. Who, you know, you get them more productive when you let them use the tools that they're most comfortable with. So if you want to use your MacBook Pro, if you want to use your Windows PC, you know, you choose what you want and you bring that in. So there's a lot going on in some of the biotech environments. And in these kinds of environments, security is important. And being able to, you know, apply a security policy uniformly on a wired or wireless environment consistently and also be able to track those devices is critical. And also places where there's a tremendous amount of integration between internal employees and third parties. So manufacturing, where the supply chain has become so integrated between multiple different companies in the manufacturing of products, and also that, you know, a lot of manufacturing might be done through third-party outsources for larger companies. So the integration there between those different workforces, BYOD initiatives there are pretty vital because it just makes things much more streamlined and allows people to work better together with, you know, the devices they bring in or the devices that are company issued from just different businesses. So those are some of the classical places that we're seeing this rise up initially.
Hey, Mike, totally appreciate the insights, not only at the wide, high level, the industry, but also some specifics on what HP is doing for folks out there. I'm going to give some contact information in just a little bit so our listeners can get more info about HP networking products. But before that, I want to give you the old thank you, sir, for taking time and joining us.
My pleasure. I appreciate the invitation.
With that, we are going to wrap things up. I do want to invite you, though, if you want to learn more about HP networking products and services that can help ensure your network is ready for BYOD, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Contact your account manager today to learn more about beginning your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can learn more online at pcconnection.com. Phone number to call, 1-800-800-0014. And if you want to send an email, simple enough, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we'll wrap things up. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.